producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
TMB out of town, road tripping again, adventure man. How are you, my friend?
RSB, what's up, my friend? I'm just pulling on to I-10, coming down from Austin, going to Houston, so I should have good cell coverage, hopefully, for the rest of the show.
Yeah, this is the remote broadcast reporting of Ty Bollinger as he's continuing his adventures from the truth about cancer to the truth about detoxification to the truth about vaccinations, unstoppable force of nature.
I don't know about that, but I tell you what, today was a really good day. We were able to, I flew in from Nashville to Austin this morning, met up with all the guys, with Zach and with Travis and with Alan, and we traveled over to meet up with Mike Adams, the health ranger. He took us over to the Natural News Forensic Food Lab. And let me tell you something, man, that is an amazing lab, and some of the equipment that he has in there is just unbelievable. And so no longer can they say that we are anti-science. He's one up the scientists with this lab. It's really incredible.
Oh, and it's ticking off the so-called official scientists like no end, because they're stuck in a research rat hole with no end that doesn't get anywhere, or in the regulatory environment of like the EPA, sticking their head in the lead-filled water bottles because they didn't, for instance, in Flint, Michigan, test the water. They knew the water was contaminated. They did nothing. So what is the Environmental Protection Agency protecting?
They're not. And, you know, that was one of the things that Mike mentioned today in several interviews that we did with him, was that if they had asked him to test the water, he would have been able to let them know that there was lead in it. But, of course, nobody's really even interested in that at that point. It's kind of more, let's not prevent it. Let's just kind of cover it up after it happens. But the reality is that he showed us the machine that he is using to test for heavy metals and for the halides, for the fluoride and the chlorides and the iodides and the different halogen elements. It's truly amazing what he's able to do. And the guy, Mike has such a big brain. I didn't realize how smart he was to the extent that I do now until, you know, we had these interviews today. And I was able to let him explain the chemistry and the atomic description and the elemental descriptions of these different processes that he's using there. It's really amazing. The guy is going to be taking forensic food analysis to another level with this lab.
And we think about what happened with the water issue, and that's become somewhat of a front and center scenario in the United States as we're learning about all these municipal systems. I mean, we've been railing on the fact that, you know, if you don't filter out the chlorine and fluoride, you're doing yourself a disservice, even though we know the intent and the reason for doing the chlorine, at least, is to so-called kill microbes that could otherwise cause issues like dysentery, things like that in certain undeveloped parts of the planet where they don't have clean water. But considering we don't filter that and we absorb these chemicals, we alter our own chemistry, we alter our own microbiome and terrain, and we upset the delicate balance and we weaken the immune system. And then when you add, of course, the fluoride in, which has no purpose other than to make us stupid and absorb even more heavy metals, these are just tip of the iceberg things that we know are in the water. What Mike is now confirming is what the EPA reluctantly is acknowledging, that there are a lot of heavy metals, like in Flint, Michigan, but Flint is not the only place with problems.
It's not. It's not. And the reality is, it's not just in the tap water. Mike showed us the analysis on the one machine, and I can't think of what it's called, that he uses to test for the halides. And he found that there's a certain tea that's a very well-known tea. I'm not going to mention the name on the air, but it starts with SN and ends in apple. But it's got 10 parts per million fluoride.
Wow.
Okay, that's you know, it's one part per million in the water. Okay, it's two parts per million is what's allowed. That's five times what the EPA allows. And it's in the popular tea that people buy over the counter. So, you know, when we're talking about water, we're not just talking about the tap water. You need to be aware of what's in the drinks that you're buying as well.
Well, exactly. And we've talked also about the fact that if you go buy bottled water, even if it were clean from the source, let's say they were taking a pristine spring, they're throwing it into plastic bottles that are still outgassing, and you end up with thousands of chemical contaminants. But the source of the water for many of these so-called bottled waters, not actually pristine and pure when it comes to PepsiCo and Aquafina, when it comes to Coca-Cola and Dasani, when it comes to Nestle. These waters all contain things, including often fluoride.
They do. They do. As a matter of fact, that's why the only bottled water that I'll buy when we're out, if I don't have my glass jar, which I don't now, is Fuji. Because I know the source, and I also know that it's BPA-free plastic. But there's very few that you can get out there that I'm confident you're not getting poisoned by drinking.
Yeah. Like I've traveled with the little zero water with the straw to help filter out whatever, and that's another strategy we try to do when we're out and about. Now, EPAWatch.org is the new site. We mentioned it yesterday with Mike Adams, who was on the show. And this is a place, and if you're a health care provider of some kind, there's a way you can actually submit water samples, because they want chain of custody so they can validate this stuff. They don't want just anybody sending water in. So if you go to EPAWatch.org and you're a healthcare provider in your area and you're concerned about the water issue coming from the tap, this is something that I would urge you look into, find out how to do it, set up and make sure you're qualified to do this, and then follow through, because we'll be getting a lot of information and revealing it right here also on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like I said, Robert, what Mike is able to do and the ideas that he had that he shared with me today that he wants to take this is just really to take the game up to another level.
Absolutely incredible. So where do we go from here? Because you're now on the quest not only for the cures for cancer, which we've been doing for years, but the quest to detoxify, the quest to find out the truth about vaccinations. I mean, this is a lifelong pursuit, a mission that we're on.
It is. It's just a mission to educate. And so we felt like that the truth about detox was really the next logical step, because, you know, we included a lot of information about detoxification in the Global Quest and the Quest for the Cures. But we've got a lot of contact from our followers that want to know exactly, what do I do? What products do I use? Give me more information, almost a how-to. And so that's what we're going to be producing with the truth about detox, is more of a how-to manual. And it was initially scheduled for May. We pushed that back. It's probably going to be July this year before this is finished, because we want to do it right. But it will be out in midsummer, the truth about detox, so people can be watching for that.
Excellent. Very, very, very cool. Now, do you have any more interviews scheduled while you're on this trip, or are you done and heading back after tonight?
Yeah, no, we're going down to Houston in the morning. We're doing an interview with Dr. Edward Group, and then we're doing an interview tomorrow afternoon with Dr. Buttar.
He's actually
flying in.
Awesome.
North Carolina. And then Friday morning, we're doing an interview with Dr. Judy Seeger. And then we'll be driving back to Austin from Houston, and then I'll catch a flight back to Nashville that night.
Well, say hi to everybody. Ed Group is great. We had him on the show recently. What an awesome guy. And Dr. Buttar has been out in New Zealand, and we've had a couple of shows. Literally, we were doing shows into the future because he was a day ahead wherever he was.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's something for him to be ahead, isn't it? Instead of behind schedule.
I would tell him you said that.
I mean, you'd have to take him to New Zealand before he could be ahead.
Oh my gosh, that's classic. Oh my gosh, that's great. Well, listen,
I'm just hoping that he's not late tomorrow for the interview, because we've only got a limited amount of time for this interview. So I'm just waiting for the text in the morning saying, hey, sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it till tomorrow night.
It's true. You do risk that with Dr. Buttar. You know, he does tend to show up on time for the show, but that's one of the few places that you can count on him. Otherwise, it's Buttar time, which is you know, often more unpredictable than Jamaica time. So it's pretty impressive what he does.
That is. It is. And he's a great one to interview for the Truth About Detox. And we'll be getting you as well when we come up to Canada, along with Dr. Wolf. So that'll round out our detox interview.
Yeah, in the show notes, folks, you're going to see links to the Total Health 2016 conference in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. And we'll be there. And TMB, you're going to be up there with the whole family. So if you haven't met the lovely and beautiful and brilliant Charlene, she'll be there with the kids as well. And it's just going to be just a reunion time. And, of course, the Doc of Detox, our good friend Dr. Daryl Wolf, is just burning it up on Detoxa Fridays with us every week now.
Yeah, he really is. I'm so glad that you guys have been able to hook up.
And beyond that, even before we get to Canada, Ty, we've got the California Jam, March 18th, 19th, and 20th in Costa Mesa, California. Billy D's hosting, and we've got a whole slew of good folks that we're going to be reunioning with.
Yeah, we'll be jamming in Cali, won't we? That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, so I know a lot of interviews will be a potential there, but I'm just encouraging all of our listeners in Southern California or anywhere near there. There are still a few tickets remaining. This is just a jam-packed, no pun intended, weekend event. Chiropractors are getting continuing education as well as party time. They got a 70s party. TMB, I'm a little worried because I don't have my polyester anymore. I used to when I was in the 70s and the 80s. That's long gone.
That's funny. I didn't even know there was a 70s party.
And an 80s one, and I can't find my parachute pants anywhere.
That's funny. You'll have to get a mullet.
I never did the mullet thing. I don't think I'm going to do that. You can do a mullet.
Half of my baseball team had mullets in the 80s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, those were the days. So we're going to be revisiting the 70s and 80s together with these rock and roll chiropractors. But they really are all about education as well. So it fits right into our mission here.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time out there. So end of March, 1st of April, we got two gigs together. It's going to be exciting.
Yep. Anytime we can get together, it's bonus time, my friend. Listen, we got a lot to do today, and TMB is on the road, as you can hear. We've got a few stories. I want to telegraph a few stories on cancer that we're going to be talking about, including a mother who beat cancer, given up for dead, 2 weeks to live. This is a really uplifting story, a happy story there. And we've got some moments of duh as well. Also, interesting, out of Florida, or sometimes we call it Florida, a teenager who hung a shingle and said he was a medical doctor. And we're going to go through some of the claims he made. He might actually have been somebody safer to see than a regular medical doctor. We'll get to that. It's a sort of a funny story. We'll find the ha-ha in it, I promise. In the meantime, taking a break here. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And the crescendo right here in the middle of the week with TMB as we go outside the box. Say hi to Carnivora while you're at it, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
In addition to the show notes, you can click the links and go to cancertruth.net. Also, unlockthepowertoheal.com for the TMB RSB authored book. And
oh, yeah. How are those coming along? How are the changes? We need to get that done, don't we?
Yep. I am cranking up. I'm trying to get them all done by Friday, as promised. So we've got a whole slew of great information updating in Unlock the Power to Heal soon. So that's very exciting. Yep. And before we do that, though, we got to talk about Dr. Love. And, you know, we talk about vitamin Dr. Love. Kiss had a song about Dr. Love, but I don't think they were talking about this guy or that reason. But this is an enterprising young man in Florida. His name is Malachi Love Robinson. He's only 18 years old. And he was taken into custody after an undercover operation in which he gave medical advice, according to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. TMB, this is great. He put himself out as a medical doctor. Full on, 18 years old. Picture of him like he's getting a glamour shot. He's wearing his white lab coat. He's got his stethoscope around his neck. And he even has a place put up on something called Health Grades, which is supposedly the place for doctors. If you want to know, hey, how's this doctor? You read about it, and they'll give you some insight. And you got to listen to some of the things he said, because the first sentence is great. You're like, if you're going to go see this doctor after the first sentence, you're not reading, because it says, I am a well-rounded professional that treats and cares for patients. Now, that doesn't sound so bad, except that he spelled professional with two F's. P-R-O-F-F.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're thinking, okay, there's something wrong here. Something should be going on. Using a system of practice that bases treatment of physiological functions and abnormal conditions on natural laws governing the human body. That's a mouthful. Okay. All right, but he's doing what some doctors do, just kind of confuse you with lots of big words.
Yeah, it sounded definitely like Dr. Ease, that's for sure.
So and then he goes on, he says, I utilize physiological, psychological, and mechanical methods such as air, water, light, heat, earth, phototherapy, food and herb therapy, psychotherapy, electrotherapy, physiotherapy, minor and orificial surgery, mechanotherapy, naturopathic corrections and manipulation, and natural methods or modalities, together with, get this, natural medicines, natural processed foods, and herbs and nature's remedies. I'm like, okay, there's some stuff here that you're going, I don't know if this guy made it out of high school English.
Man, it sounds like he didn't, but he sounds like he fooled a lot of people, right? Because he was taking patients, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't have any updates on the health of any patients, but chances are, because he couldn't technically prescribe drugs, he probably was more helpful and harmful than most doctors.
He probably was. But just listening to all that gibberish, it sounded kind of like what the way a doctor would portray himself.
Yeah. Now, he's been charged with or suspicion of, booked on suspicion of practicing medicine without a license. And, you know, I'm not a fan of licensure, and I don't think you are either, but that doesn't give you license to lie about what you are. So we're not actually supporting this kid.
True.
We're not, you know, it's not, we don't want you to hang a shingle and say you are something that you're not. If you're honest and say, hey, I'm an 18-year-old kid who, I'm not a doctor, but I think I can help you, and you're willing to engage his services, then, hey, I got no problem with that, as long as he didn't lie to you about his qualifications. But
right,
course,
I don't either. The problem is that he did lie, right, on several counts there. So that's the real issue that I would have with it. But you're right. Probably a lot less harmful than a medical doctor that might have been one of the ones that is responsible for the great rates of iatrogenicide today, right? Death by doctor.
Including last hour. TMB last hour, we covered a sad story of a 9-year-old getting a tonsillectomy, and he survived that, but then he was given oxycodone. Second dose of oxycodone killed him. He stopped breathing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not see that story.
Yeah. And that's, like you said, when you say the doctors in iatrogenic or iatrogenicide, you're not exaggerating. And I know it's sort of sad to say, well, haha, they're making fun of an 18-year-old who pretended to be a doctor, but that he might not be as dangerous. I'm telling you, he might not be.
No, literally, he's not as dangerous. I mean, because it sounds like what he basically did was recommend that people eat right and get a lot of air and exercise. I mean, typical stuff that you would have anybody recommend if they're trying to get overall health achieved. Doesn't sound like he was able to prescribe drugs at all.
Yeah, other than the naturally processed foods that he indicated, which is kind of an oxymoron.
Yeah, it is kind of an oxymoron.
Hey, well, we're going to get back to the danger of doctors. What if you were given 2 weeks to live with a cancer diagnosis that was, terminal? Do you accept it, or do you show the doctors that they're more dangerous than the cancer and beat it? We've got a great story of a mother who did it by juicing. We're going to talk about it with Ty Bollinger after the break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Dunn.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm bulking up because I'm going to be hanging out with TMB, and I got to get bigger lest I look like a little pencil next to this big man. And we're going to be together at the Cal Jam and at Total Health in Toronto. And, wow, there's so much to do, TMB, so much to do.
You know, if you bulk up, if you juice that carrot that I saw over the weekend, you're going to be bulking up pretty good. That was the biggest carrot I've ever seen.
Dude, it took us like 3 meals to eat the whole thing.
It was
so big. Yeah. And I got more. I was like, I've only pulled 2 up, and there's plenty more to go. I'm having to pace myself. My wife said, don't pull it up till I'm ready because it's just going to, you know, we can't get to it that it's that fast. So anyway, yeah, those are monsters. And, of course, they're not genetically engineered. They just happen to have really good soil, a lot of vitamin L, good sunshine, all the things you need. And remember, I just started a few months ago with this thing. And, you know, our buddy Liam helped set this up, and here we are. We're off to the races. It can be done.
I'm impressed, man. I'm impressed. You're definitely producing some good produce.
Yeah, and the collards we had for dinner last night, and we've still got more collards for the grandparents coming through next week, I think. So we just keep it going.
That's a southern dish if I've ever seen one, collard greens.
You like collards?
I love collard greens.
Now, we do it the southern style, I believe. Of course, we didn't cook it with bacon or anything this time, but it was done with just steam. But then we put the apple cider vinegar on it to eat it.
Okay, yeah, I grew up eating collards with either bacon or ham chunks in it. But, yeah, I mean, if I could find something clean, I'd definitely put it in there because collards with a little bit of meat, it's nothing like them. But I do like the ACV on top of them.
Okay, cool. Well, we got some good stuff. I can't wait till you come back through and because when I came up to visit and I saw your impressive backyard garden, I was just blown away. Now I'm excited that we've got something. And I've got to figure out what to grow next. That's the next thing. I was joking with Super Don last hour that I've gone on a vision quest to figure out what do I want to plant next.
And as long as it's not GMO corn, I think you're open to anything.
You're darn straight. And this first story, it's out of England. It's featured on Natural News. It's about a mother who beats cancer. Now, this is great news because she was given 2 weeks to live at this certain point. And she was on chemo, evidently, or she accepted to go on chemo, but she decided she's got two young children, she's married, I'm not going to give up, and she found food. Can you imagine? She found food, real food. She began juicing and supplementing, and 2 years later, she's alive and well.
Well, you know, Robert, it would shock me, except we've heard the same story dozens, if not hundreds of times, haven't we? You know, somebody's diagnosed as being terminal. They start eating real food, start juicing, going organic, and voila, the cancer goes away, right? And later on, they're told, no, it wasn't the fact that you changed your diet. It was the delayed effect of the chemotherapy or whatever it might be.
You know, she survived the chemo, I think, TMB, because she started juicing and supplementing. And I want to remind folks this, that if you're going to an oncologist, and listen, if you are doing chemo, all the love to you, and I say if a friend or a family member is going through it and you know better but they don't, and please just support them and give them love, pray for them, whatever, but don't denigrate them for their choices. We want to support you, whatever you want to do. But the thing is, what gets me is that these oncologists will tell these patients not to take selenium, not to take supplements, juicing, fruits and vegetables, because they're afraid that it's going to counteract the chemo when all it's doing is protecting your healthy cells from the chemo.
Yeah, it's insane that an oncologist would tell a patient that's on chemo not to eat vegetables and fruits because they might get too many antioxidants. But at the same time, the same breath, that oncologist will encourage them to have a bowl of ice cream before bed so they don't lose weight, or to eat a donut or grab a piece of candy on the way out of the office. So it's such a double standard. You know, one of the things that Mike spoke about today when I interviewed him about the truth about detox and vaccines was the fact that what makes sense today is to be able to be preventative with nutrition, right? So instead of waiting until your body's toxic, why don't we eat foods and combine foods that will stop the toxicities from coming in to begin with? So why don't we prevent on the front end? Why don't we, you know, and it all goes back to the money. He made the point that the cancer industry, the vaccine industry, both of these industries thrive off of repeat business and keeping the same patient and getting new patients and actually creating the conditions that they're allegedly trying to treat with the vaccines, with the diseases, and with the chemotherapy, with the cancer. The reality is that they create the very thing they're supposed to be curing or treating or preventing. And so what makes more sense than being reactive when you're diagnosed is to be proactive and try to prevent the toxicities from coming in to start with detoxification, right? Eating good, organic, healthy foods to keep your immune system strong so that you're not diagnosed with cancer. And if you are, to double up, to double down on it and make, you know, the nutrition even more important to where you don't have to be in a reactive state all the time, but you actually prevent instead of trying to treat, because it's a much better state to be in when you prevent something.
Yes. Well, and the thing is, now with even organic food, even food that I'm growing in my backyard, I mean, I can't protect it from whatever they're spraying from up above. But it doesn't mean do nothing, because that often is the plan. Let's just get you to think it's just too much, nothing you do matters, so you just give up. And a lot of people do. you know, you talk about people low on the survival scale. They say, well, you got to die of something. I'm just going to continue to eat the same way I've always eaten. And it's like, we can't help folks like that, really, until they're ready to open their eyes and go, no, you have still control over some aspects of it. Even as the West Coast has been doused with probably loads of radiation they don't even know about from Fukushima, it doesn't mean give up. It means you got to do everything in your power to take extra selenium, to detox like we talk about here, utilize homeopathy, silver, all the things, the tools that we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the things that are revealed in The Truth About Cancer. By the way, click on the big banner. You see Ty Bollinger's picture, The Truth About Cancer. If you haven't seen it, you can look at the first two episodes until we bring it back out again. But there's so much that can be done, but the so-called powers that be love to deflate anybody who believes that they have any power left at all.
Well, that's the whole message today is disempowerment. It's, you know, the power to heal is not yours. You peon, you're not a doctor. You don't know what you're talking about. We are the healers. Well, they don't even claim to be healers. We will treat your disease. You don't need to know anything about it. Just listen to us and do what we say. So it's exactly the opposite message that you preach on a daily basis, that the power to heal is yours. The medical establishment today says, no, you don't need to know about anything. We'll tell you what to do. We'll give you the drugs to take. We'll give you the prescriptions and just do what we say. And you can live a reasonably long, sick life. And then once we've exhausted your bank reserves, then you can die.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's so empowering about a story like this is that even though this person, and I believe this is out of England, went partly conventional, is what they call traditional oncology that uses chemo, she survived it. And, you know, that is possible to do. But as we say, if you're going that route, you have got to be so extra supportive of your healthy cells.
Yeah.
Because remember, as Ty, you've written about extensively, and in The Truth About Cancer, you've shown in the Global Quest, people are dying more often from the treatment, the oncological treatment intervention, than they are of the cancer. So if you want to survive the treatment for cancer, much less the cancer, you've really got to change your diet and you know, hyperstimulate, but really load in those super dense nutrient rich foods and supplements.
You do. You really do. And it's such a sad state that people are literally dying from the treatments. I just received another email last week from someone that had seen The Truth About Cancer. Their mother was sick with cancer, and they put her on a new regimen of chemo, and she was dead within 2 weeks from the chemo. Oh. It's a very similar story that I've heard hundreds of times in the past, but you know, every time I get an email from someone, you know, it's email's not the most personal form of communication, but, you know, I got to remember that's a real person on the other end there that really lost their mother or their father or a loved one to this, not disease necessarily, but to the treatment. You know, in this case, the chemotherapy definitely killed the mother. There's no doubt that the mother died from the treatment, not the cancer. And it's so sad that we're in a state where these the oncologists get away with that. You know, where is the responsibility or the liability when you're treating somebody with a drug that is known to cause cancer and then they die from it? Well, where's the responsibility? I mean, why are we not holding these doctors responsible for the deaths of these patients when the reality is we know they're dying from the treatments?
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is another cancer story. Now, I'm not going to play the moment of duh theme because I think this is borderline. This is in between the duh and not duh. And the headline says, study suggests exercise may slow cancer's progression. And the reason why I don't totally put this in a moment of duh category, because there is legitimate thought that if you're fighting for your life and you don't have a lot of extra energy or resources, that maybe you should be careful how you exercise, right? But this study is interesting because it says the surge of adrenaline during a high-intensity workout, not just a mild one, but a high-intensity workout, may help certain immune cells slow cancer growth. And this is an animal study published Tuesday in Cell Press. And so this is a type of exercise that you go, well, should it be an intense thing? I believe there are still questions about how you should exercise, because we wouldn't argue that you shouldn't exercise at all. The question is, what impact can you measure that would be beneficial if you're trying to overcome cancer?
Sure, that's a great question. And I would have to... I'm not certain about that either, because the research that I've done indicates that, yes, you should exercise, but, you know, low intensity, low impact, something like, rebounding, not something that's going to just totally exhaust you. But, you know, the reality is, I guess the jury's still out on it. I have not read the study that was done there. How did they, by the way, what animals do they use to test this, and what constitutes a high-intensity workout for an animal?
Yeah, well, they did it, I believe it was a rat study, which is pretty typical when they're doing these cancer
right.
studies. And they said they mimicked it. And this is the thing, we don't know, because they mimic it by actually injecting adrenaline as if you had produced it. May not be the same thing. That's why the jury is still out on this, but I do find it intriguing. We do review research here. And we have to assess it from our own experience and what we know to already be true, and then say, maybe, let's look deeper. But they say that the infiltration of natural killer NK immune cells can control and regulate the size of tumors. We knew that. But nobody, according to this, had looked at how exercise regulates the system, and that was what was the intrigue to this. So they injected mice with adrenaline to mimic the increase seen during exercise and saw that NK cells were targeting the tumors more efficiently. Interesting. All right, we're up on a break, folks. We got one more outside-the-box segment to go. Boy, it goes fast when TMB and RSB are together.
Always does.
All right, safe journey, my friend, on the commercial break. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message possible. Say as well a hello and thank you to our friends at Better Way Health and their Beta 1 3D Glucan that will help your immune system as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
TMB, and you know, we joke about our friends up north, the Canadians, and, you know, you hockey puck, right? What do they call Americans, or do we want to know? What do the Canadians refer to us? If we call them hockey pucks, what do they call us?
I have no idea what they would call us. We could ask Daryl Wolf. He probably knows. He calls me friend.
That's the thing. My son, you know, Elijah, he jokes about the Canadians because I think South Park does fun with Canadians too. But he just says they're all so nice. Everybody in Canada, they're so nice. That's the dig on Canadians. They're so nice, and we love our Canadian listeners.
You know, that's my take. I've got a lot of friends up there, and they're all pretty cool people. Dr. Howie Fisher up there that we interviewed for the Quest for the Cures, he's a great mm-hmm. guy. Daryl Wolf, Marcel, Daryl's brother. That's all the Canadians I know. That's just three, sorry.
No, they're awesome. And, you know, I'm getting people that call and say, hey, you can stay at our place. We have a guest room. We have a guest house. Come on up. Don't go to a hotel. I'm like, you know, I would. I'd expect because it'd be home cooking everywhere. But we're going to be so busy at this Total Health Conference. I'm afraid if we stay far away from the convention center or wherever we're going to be, it's just going to be too much.
Man, I tell you what, Robert, we're gonna be so busy while we're up there, and so much to do. There's so many lectures and special events and things that we're gonna be attending. It's gonna be like a 4-day whirlwind visit, but it's gonna be a blast. I'm really looking forward to that. That's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah, Daryl's warning us. He said you guys are gonna barely have time to breathe. I'm like, man, yeah. I want to see Toronto. I love it. People are great there. So they'll be coming to us. So come and see us at Total Health. Now, a little bit more on the cancer patients. Evidently, there's some news on them getting snagged in Obamacare. I mean, it's hard enough to deal with cancer, whether you're dealing with it holistically or not. But to be trapped in paperwork under Obamacare just to try and get whatever care you think you need?
Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, we've spoken about this before, but Obamacare is the Affordable Care Act is one of the biggest oxymorons ever in the United States because it's not affordable and you don't get any care. But there's also the fact that the voluminous amounts of paperwork that are now required to sign up, people are unable to actually do it on their own sometimes. There are companies that are springing up now that all they do is fill out your application for you.
Wow.
For Obamacare because they're so complicated. So, look, it's more complicated paperwork, less care, and it's not affordable. I mean, it's like everybody knows that Obamacare was a huge hoax now. I've even heard a lot of Democrats really, really disenchanted with Obamacare, and it's not a partisan thing now. It's really just we want what's best for the American people. In reality, you know, maybe what's best for the American people is that we don't have great health care coverage so that we can go to a medical doctor with a degree, you know, where mm-hmm. I got that from,
yeah,
and be prescribed the next, you know, the latest and greatest drug. Maybe we should try to take health care more into our own hands, start growing our own food, start learning about herbs and homeopathy and things like yep. that actually work. Maybe that's the best solution here.
That's why the truth about detoxification is going to be so valuable to the folks that have already enjoyed the truth about cancer. Because that is the key, getting that back in your hands and not waiting for a government agency to say it's okay to do it. Like the kids of Flint, Michigan. Where are the medical doctors that would be willing to help these kids out with intravenous chelation therapy that would remove lead? Even though they're out yeah. there and they'd want to help, the state boards of medicine are blocking them. The federal government is not saying, hey, that's a good solution.
Well, look, the reality is, what is the ultimate goal here? Is the ultimate goal to help people? Because if the ultimate goal were to help people, and if the ultimate goal were to help those kids and the people up there that were drinking contaminated water, I mean, you know that they knew about this ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody knew about this, but they've covered it up. So, in reality, the ultimate goal is to do damage control at this point. It's not really to help. Because if they were trying to help, they would have made this, you know, brought this to the limelight well before this happened, instead of trying to cover it up after it's happened and try to push blame to somebody else.
Well, and the ultimate goal is to obfuscate, to confuse, to disempower, as you said. And what we see our goal is to seek freedom, reveal freedom. And maybe, again, the medical system has to collapse under Obamacare and not move more toward Bernie socialism, but to freedom. The freedom to heal, the freedom to know how to heal, the freedom to access healers, the freedom to yeah. be the healer. That, my good friend TMB, really is. The healingest CPA on planet Earth, Ty Bollinger.
RSV, always a pleasure, my friend.
Love you, buddy. So, so good. Wonderful that you're doing. And safe journey home and all the great interviews. Say hi to our friends. In the meantime, tell everybody you know this God's honest truth that I'm telling you right now. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.